very hard to look at.
We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From radio beacon to radio beacon.
I have a dream.
Change has come to America.
Believe me.
Help is on the way.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey! It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show. Turn up your mind.
My father always told me, it's not how you start, it's how you finish.
But it did not come easy. After more than a dozen grueling defeats,
a speaker has not been elected. A speaker has not been elected.
McCarthy was confident he had the votes on the 14th ballot. He fell one vote short. Matt Gaetz waiting until the very end to deliver the crushing blow.
Gaetz.
President. What happened next was dramatic. McCarthy confronted Gaetz, and then Republican Mike Rogers taking it to another level, physically held back from going after Gaetz. Some Republicans trying to defend the altercation.
Sometimes democracy's messy, but I would argue that's exactly how the founders intended it.
What? Even Donald Trump stepping in. Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene trying to pass her phone to one of the holdouts, the former president waiting on the line. After a 28-minute scramble, a deal. McCarthy elected on the 15th ballot, but the concessions he made to convince the holdouts could haunt him going forward.
Power concedes nothing without a demand, never has and never will.
One of those concessions, allowing a single lawmaker to force a vote to remove the Speaker of the House.
What could go wrong there, everybody? What could go wrong there? Happy Monday, you bastards. Happy Monday. I was stress eating all weekend. I think I gained 15, 25 pounds. Wow. It's an amazing farce. That's what you watch. And it's amazing that there was such drama considering they're all bad actors, like really sucky actors. This was so disgusting. And you know why there were 14 votes? You know what? It was supposed to 15 votes. It was supposed to end at lucky number 14, I think. But Boebert is such a moron. She was supposed to vote for Matt Gaetz, just so that she would be counted as a voting member instead of present, because, as you know, it's the majority of the whole that voted. And if you vote present, you don't count as part of the majority that voted. So she was supposed to vote for Matt Gaetz, and she voted present, and then Matt Gaetz understood. I guess he understood. I mean, does anybody think he could do math? I do, because, you know, he likes money. So I'm guessing he knows how to count. And he, waited to the very end. It's alphabetical, and G comes before Zinke. But he waited till after the Zinke, and then he said present. And that meant Kevin lost again, which literally inflamed the moderate, I don't know what to call them, the moderate Republicans, right? And so you had Mike Rogers, the member from Alabama, who apparently, I mean, listen, when they said that they were going to take an adjournment until 10 p.m. Friday night, did anybody think that they were going to show up sober? Anybody? No. Nobody thought they would show up sober. Rogers apparently is a redneck who likes to, believe that the way to solve difficult problems is to threaten people and to choke out Matt Gaetz. Which at that point, you can't really... Can you blame? Yeah, you can blame him because he wanted to get violent and he had to be restrained with, another member holding him around the face, around the face, neck, chest, and breasticle area, and keep him from, attacking Matt Gaetz, right? It was unbelievable. And so it's interesting because Mike Rogers from Alabama has two really important committee assignments. Two. One, he's the new incoming chairman of the House Armed Services Committee. This is a committee that Matt Gaetz would like to have form, I swear, a subcommittee so that he can then hold the gavel. He could be the chairman of the House Armed Services Subcommittee. Like think Benghazi, okay? Think about investigations. This is what Matt Gaetz wants. The other committee that Mike Rogers sits on is the steering committee. What does the steering committee do? They steer people into their committee assignments, right? They assign, the steering committee chooses the members and which committees they will get. Mike Rogers could have been, well, he was on the steering committee until, you know, like today. And then he resigned. He resigned. So something really gross is going on there between the members. They're fighting each other, everybody. So get ready for the 118th do nothing chaotic. Now, I will tell you that what they have their eyes on is obviously Social Security and Medicare. I mean, this is really what the goal is for the I don't know what you call it, Tea Party Caucus. What do you want to call them? You know, the Chaos Caucus. They're not Freedom Caucus. They want to take away people's ability to be free in their last years on this planet as American citizens, you know, by virtue of something that they paid into during their working lives, their careers, their entire careers, from the minute you got a job scooping ice cream at the Baskin Robbins. Do we still have Baskin Robbins? Probably not. I think it's like Cold Stone Creamery now. But yeah, from the minute that you got your first job at a pizza place, the minute you got your first job flipping a burger, the minute you got your first job scooping out an ice cream cone, you've paid into Social Security and Medicare, right? And so they would like to take that away from you. They would like to steal that. And the only way that they can do that is to create this this idea that America can't afford you anymore, right? And that they have to take that away from you in order to pay our bills, which is just bunk. It's garbage. And I want you to remember this throughout the whole time that we're about to have. You know that we did the Inflation Reduction Act, and we did that as Democrats. We did that without Republicans joining. Okay, we did that, and in it was a $1.7 trillion payment on the national debt, right? It was deficit reduction, $1.7 trillion worth of deficit reduction. And how did we achieve that? We achieved $1.7 trillion worth of deficit reduction by saying that the IRS needs to have specialized agents in order to stop the high income earners from cheating on their freaking taxes a la Donald Trump. And the very first thing that they're going to take up, the very first bill, this is what Kevin McCarthy said, the very first thing that he's going to do is he's going to cut the IRS enforcement that we decided we needed in order to collect what's due us as a nation, right?
I know the night is late, but when we come back, our very first bill will repeal the funding for 87,000 new IRS.
What? Okay, so just so you know, the 87,000 was to replace 52,000 IRS workers who are, you know, getting up there in years, getting a little long in the tooth, right? 87,000 would be added over a period of 10 years as, over that same period of 10 years, 52,000 retired. And so that does add 30,000 more people, and those 30,000 more people were going to be tech people to modernize. They were going to be customer service people to help you. And they were going to put in a few specialized accountants who could review tax returns like Donald Trump's. Tax returns like, you know, Warren Buffett's. Tax returns of uber billionaires. Tax returns that sometimes run into the thousands of pages. Not to target anybody who makes less than $400,000 a year. That is a fact. That is what the 87,000 look like. They would be hired as 52,000 retired. And they would be, in addition to the customer service agents that we have now, they would be in addition to the software guys, the tech guys, okay, to modernize the IRS. And they are going to do away with that for the donor class. And this will then let them scream about deficits, which we had a fix for, right? And go after your Social Security.